the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Latto. So it's Thursday morning, you'll be pleased to know. That'll change your life, won't it? So we are just doing a couple of podcasts this morning, and then we'll line them up and we'll send them out. This is podcast number 3 that we're recording this morning. So it's a really nice sunny day. I'm sat in Spain. Not a lot of time today, so we're going to edit the podcasts on the plane because we're flying back to the UK, which I do every 2 weeks. I'm sure you know this by now. We fly back to the UK every 2 weeks. Now, I'm really proud about this. I fly back every 2 weeks. And it's really hard because I leave, you know, we've got a 2.5-year-old now. And she's 2.5? Yeah, she's 2.5. So obviously daddy goes away for the weekend every 2 weeks. So she misses daddy and, like, you know, my wife becomes a single mum for the weekend. And it's, you know, it's difficult. But then in doing so, I fly back and I go see my other 2 children who live in the UK. So it's quite difficult. It's a lot of miles. It's 1,000 miles from takeoff to landing from Alicante to Leeds, more or less. And we've done this coming up to 3 years now. We're in end of June. By September, this will be 3 years of doing so. And I've added up the miles. It's like 179,000 miles on flights in the last 3 years. Now, when you add that up, I think that's 6 or 7, or nearly 8, actually, times around the world. So it's 29,000 miles, more or less, around the planet. So divide the big number by the little number, you get like 7 or 8. That's how many times we've flown around the world. The moon, by the way, is only, I think, 210,000 miles away. So we've almost flown to the moon for the kids. So I'm really proud about that fact. And obviously, it gets difficult. People go, how do you do it? Do you not get fed up? And the answer is yes. We get fed up of all that travelling. It's a 2.5-hour drive to Alicante. It takes me onto a plane, then it lands directly into Leeds, and it's like 20 minutes away from the house. And everyone goes, what? Isn't there a closer airport? And there is, but we can't get the flights, we can't get the prices, so it's a combination of getting everything right, and Alicante is it. So, you know, anyway, listen, I listen to audiobooks on the way there, and I'm listening to, like, you know, so it's, what, 2.5 hours there, 2.5 hours back. So we do that 4 times a month, so there's 10 hours. That's an audiobook a month as a sort of minimum, unless it's a Les Brown 16-hour thing, which I'm listening to at the gym. But we use Audible, and for, you know, it's either podcasts or it's audiobooks, depends what mood we're in and so on. But in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about emotions and, you know, your feelings, basically. So what I've got is, I've got some paper, you can hear it, and I've got a pen. I'll take the lid off there, you can hear that. That's not a sound effect, that is me literally taking the lid off the pen, you'll be pleased to know. So what, now, by the way, you can join in with this one. So I've got a sheet of A4 paper. I've put a horizontal line halfway across the middle, so it separates the top from the bottom. Okay, so you can join in at this. If you're in a public place, you might want to not shout out the answers I'm looking for. So what I want you to give me is just give me some emotions. It can be any sort of emotions at all. Just shout them out. If you sat on a metro, you know, shout them out. Happy, for example. Let's put that up there. So where does happy live? Well, happy lives somewhere up near the top, doesn't it? Let's shout out. Have you shouted out happy yet? If you're not shouted out, what other emotions have we got? Shout them out. So we've got happy, we've got depressed. Depressed would be pretty much near the bottom, wouldn't it? On the, is it double P? No, just one P. I can't spell. Luckily, it's only me writing this, so you can't see it. Anxious, that would be below the line, but not at the bottom, but somewhere maybe halfway for me. What other emotions have you got? We've got joy. Joy for me is, like, I put joy right at the top, so, you know, these are just labels for feelings, right? And labels don't, you know. So, for example, if I was to say to you, describe love as an emotion, it's like nobody knows actually really how to do that, right? We can come up with all this different stuff, but, you know, it's different for everybody. So, but for the purposes of this, I've put joy right at the top. Let's put suicidal right down at the bottom. That's definitely an emotion because you're feeling suicidal. Feeling down. Got a lot of negative emotions as well, don't we? When we do this with clients, it's really funny because it's like they just bring out all these negative emotions. I'm like, let's get some happy ones. So we've got happy, we've got joy. Contented, or contentedness, but contented. So that's just above the line for me. Normal is an emotion. I feel normal. I would say that's just above the line. Feel okay. How you doing? Okay. Stroke. All right. That's an emotion. How you feeling? All right. That's above the line for me. Let's think up some more. Come on, shout them out. I know I can't hear you, by the way. I know that, but I'm just bringing you in and letting you feel part of it. And you're like, you're yelling the same one at me, and I know that, but I can't hear you. Okay, so the joys of doing podcasts. So we've got joy, happy, contented, okay, normal. We've got feeling down, we've got anxious, got depressed, we've got suicidal. Suicidal's like the worst one. Angry. Where would angry be? Angry would be somewhere between anxious and depressed. Angry, as I said in the last podcast, is a very doing type emotion. It's got its uses as anger, and we're going to cover that. Annoyed is less than anger, I would say. So angry, let's just talk about that. It's got its uses. It's a very doing word, and because it's a doing word, I'm sure you've done this, we've all done things when we're angry, and then the next day we go, oh, I wish I'd not done that now. And we do it from a point of anger, and that really doesn't help matters. Sometimes it does, of course. You know, the fight or flight response, sometimes you need to defend yourself, and so anger really helps in that matter. But more often than not, you know, we're not being chased after by saber-toothed tigers, are we, anymore? So anger is an emotion that really needs to be kept in control. But actually, you know, it's like the Hulk. He gets angry and he turns green and smashes stuff, right? And we do that to some extent. But actually, if you can take control over anger, we can utilise that as an emotion. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I'm trying to think up some more emotions, so let me just have a quick think and we'll have a look. Okay, so for example, we might have, say, sadness. So we've got sadness. Where would that be? So sadness is a weird one, isn't it? Because sadness is more like a long-term emotion. Like, being angry is not necessarily a long-term emotion. It's often more a short-term emotion, but then subsides. But depression is a long-term emotion. Sadness, I'm going to put after angry and before depression, because it's a long-term emotion. It makes a big difference for me. Shame is another one. Shame's a terrible emotion. If you think about shame, you know, we all felt shame at some point, you know. Pity is an interesting emotion for me, because it's like feeling sorry for someone. It's quite an... Like, anger is a very doing emotion. Pity is a very... is an emotion that you don't do much, you're just feeling sorry for someone. So it's a bit shit, really. We don't like pity as emotions. We've got things like envy or jealousy is another emotion. I'd say that could be somewhere between shame and angry. Jealous. Let's just move up to some of the more positive ones. So we've got joy, happy, contented, okay, and all right, normal. What about excited? Excited's a good one. Somewhere between happy and contented. And you know what? I know we've got more negative emotions and we've got positive emotions, but actually they'll do for the purpose of what I want to do here. So, like, if I was to ask you out of that list, so on the negative stuff, the point here, by the way, is we want to move you from the negative stuff to the positive stuff. That's what we want to do, okay? So if you wake up one morning and you're feeling down, okay, it's, you know, you've got up on the wrong side of bed is what we say, and you're just feeling down, we want to find out what you're feeling down about. Oh, there's one I've missed, by the way, which is a positive one, and it's hope. Hope or anticipation, because it's useful, we need that one. So you're feeling down, you don't know why, you need to look at it, and we need to move you from feeling down. Or, I mean, down's not that bad, I suppose, it's a negative emotion, but you're just feeling down. But if you're angry, or if you're depressed, we want to move you off those. So let's just use something that's a bit more, you know, a bit more rubbish in terms of emotions. Let's just take depressed. So when we deal with someone who's depressed, depression is an emotion, okay? It's not something you are. You don't wake up and go, I'm depressed. Like, you do that, but it's not something you are. So, you know, if you don't wake up and go, I'm a Christian, I'm a Muslim, I'm a black guy, I'm a white guy, I'm Chinese. You don't wake up like that. That's something you are, right? Although saying that, some of the religions is a decision as well, isn't it? Let's face it. So, like, as an atheist like I am, that's a decision for me to be an atheist, right? It's not something I am. It's something I can change, in other words. And depression is something you can change as well, because it's an emotion that you're feeling. It's not something you are. And when people go, I'm depressed, you're labelling yourselves as, I am depressed. That means that it is something I am, and that's not something you are. It's something you feel. So when you're saying you're a very naughty boy, right? If you say that to your kids, you're very naughty. You're being very naughty, right? So there's two differences there. The first one says you're a naughty boy. That means the person is naughty. That is their state, and it cannot be changed. If you say the behaviour you're expressing is naughty, then it's a behaviour that's naughty. And actually, that's what you should be doing with your kids. You shouldn't be saying, you are naughty, because then it labels them. Then they go, well, if I'm naughty, I might as well be naughty, right? So, but if you say you are being naughty, so it's a state of mind, and depression is a state of mind. So one of the things that we do with clients, and we get clients who are really happy-go-lucky, and sometimes are sad, and sometimes they're suffering with anxiety, or the stress is an emotion we've got down, so write that one down. Stress is quite a long-term emotion as well. But I'll put it just after angry, stressed. But what we want to do is we want to move you from feeling some of these negative emotions. Now, it doesn't have to be depression. You could be sad, you could be stressed, you could be angry, you could be jealous, could be shame, could be full of anxiety, you could be annoyed. And what we want to do here, by moving you off these negative emotions, we want to move you to the positive emotions. And this is how we do it, folks. So write this bit down. We want to take these emotions that are negative, and we want to move you to angry, right? So I'm just going to put a line next to angry. We want to move you. So if you're feeling depressed, what are you feeling depressed about? Let's just take an example, okay? So let's say your partner's left you, and you're feeling, first of all, you're feeling jealous because he or she is with someone else, and you're feeling depressed, right? So, like, we want to move you to anger, okay? Like, and I've just said, anger's not a great place to be, but it's a temporary emotion, and it's a doing emotion. We want to move you to anger for a brief period of time. I'm talking a couple of minutes, not half an hour, not 5 days, not the rest of your life. We want to move you there for 5 minutes. So let's just say that you're depressed because you're depressed and jealous because your partner's left you and gone to live with someone else. She's met the milkman, and they're now living together, right? So we want you to get angry about that. But we want you to get angry with a purpose. And the purpose of you getting angry is to move you to hope. Okay? So hope was an emotion that we call it hope, but it also means anticipation. So we move you from anger to hope, and the way which we do that is we get you to book something. Now, for me, when I had my relationship breakdown, so we split up, the kids got abducted, finally got them back, then she met someone else and then started seeing them. And that for me was a very stressful time, as it is for a lot of people. It's really hard to admit that in a podcast, actually. I'm having all this stuff come up, which is really interesting, because it's really hard to admit that, you know, you feel stressed about that thing, because you should be able to deal with everything. But we all feel that stuff, right? So what I did was this. I got angry, and actually I moved the anger into hope, and this is what I did. First of all, I got myself on Match. So I went on Match.com, and I had so many dates. It was really cool. And I had 2 dates a day for 10 days. I had dates at lunchtime, and I had dates on an evening. And I always used to go to the Slug and Lettuce. And I reckon the guys at the Slug and Lettuce were like, God, he's got another one. Is he some kind of gigolo or something? So I thought that was really funny. But I moved myself from anger and jealousy to some extent. Well, I wasn't jealous, actually, thinking about, because I left her, so I wasn't jealous, actually. I was... what's the word? I was sad, really, for the relationship ending. Because even though it was my decision to move on, I was still sad about the situation. We had kids involved and so on. And I was stressed to hell as well, by the way. Because the kids had just been abducted. So this is what I did. I moved from anger to hope or anticipation. And I did that by me getting on Match.com. Because this is what happens. You book yourself on Match.com. It takes a bit of work. We had a little system for getting dates on that. And eventually, you get a date, right? So they're like, oh, yeah, we'll meet up 8 o'clock Thursday night. And you're like, oh, brilliant. So now I'm in the level of hope and anticipation. So now I'm looking forward to a date. How cool is that? Now, you don't have to go out and book yourself on Match.com. You could do something else. So let's say the example I used with a guy who was feeling, he was really depressed. He was suicidal, in fact. So what I got him to do was book some whitewater rafting. And it's really funny because he's like, I'm like, what do you want to do before you die? I said, I want to go whitewater rafting. Oh, no, that wasn't it. I said, what do you want to do before you die? And he said, I don't know. I've not got a clue. I said, well, what would excite you? Something adrenaline pumping. I'm like, why don't you go do whitewater rafting? And he's like, I can't swim. And I'm like, dude, you're suicidal. And you're worried about not being able to swim? Like, that was a really good telling sign for me. You know, we could work with this guy and really help him. So we moved him from like from suicide basically and depression, and we moved into anticipation. And we got him to book like a whitewater rafting in like late September. This was like February. So now finally he's got something to look forward to for 6 months. So the chances are he's probably not going to commit suicide for at least 6 months. Because now he's got hope. And we got him to start booking in different things that he wanted to do, that he's always wanted to do. And sometimes, in fact, we had a client last week, a couple of weeks ago, and they came out. And they realised that actually all this exciting stuff that we're supposed to do with our lives, that's what's missing in their lives. You know, going swimming and like going to a water park and going in the sea and all that sort of thing, you know, and just chilling in the sun and all that stuff. That's what he was missing in life. And so he goes home and implements all that stuff. And it creates hope. Now, we don't stop at hope, because like with the guy that went and felt really suicidal, he went whitewater rafting. Do you know what he felt when he went whitewater rafting? First of all, he felt excited and exhilarated. Exhilarated, for me, by the way, is above excited. It's just below joy. Exhilarated. So joy, for me, is the top one. And he felt exhilarated. And then he had like this little moment while he was in the boat, whitewater rafting, and he moved himself to joy. And he's not been in joy, he hadn't been in joy for quite some time. And it was awesome. He, you know, phoned me up afterwards. He was so excited. He was exhilarated. And we did that. We moved him from suicide to anger to hope to exhilarated and then joy. So, like, you don't have to have these extremes, okay? If you're feeling anxious, what are you feeling anxious about? Well, I've got a talk to do, and I'm really feeling anxious, and I'm really nervous about it. Okay, so you're nervous as well. Yeah, I'm nervous. Okay, now actually, we probably don't want him to move to anger on this one, because anger is below anxious. Depends how anxious he is, right? We want to move him. Like, we move people to anger if they're depressed and suicidal, but actually, if they're above that, you know, if they're just feeling down or annoyed or feeling pity for themselves or anxious, shame or jealous, for me, in my list of emotions, they're all less worse than anger. So we want to move them. We don't want to move them into anger. We want to move them off anxious. We want to move them to hope or anticipation. So we can get them. If you have to go do a talk, how about we do this? How about we get them to close their eyes. We get them to fly forward in their timeline and insert themselves into that event with them giving the talk and imagine themselves giving the best talk they've ever given, getting a standing ovation, and then as a reward booking, I don't know, whitewater rafting or a massage. Massage is like a little secret weapon, by the way, when you feel stressed, depressed, anxiety, and all that stuff. We tend to push away from that. But actually, if you went towards it and you went and had a massage, all that stuff disappears anyway, because that's what massages do. That's what we're designed to do, right? They're clearing all this stuff away. So we move them from anxiety and we move them to hope or anticipation. And the hope or anticipation is then booking something in the day after or buying some Bose headphones as a reward or the latest iPod or you know, going and having a massage or a nice meal or whatever, right? Or booking a water park and taking a day off and going to the beach. And not doing anything, but just going to the beach and walking on the beach and just you and take the dog, why not, and just have a day at the beach. Even whether it's raining or not, it's really calming and it's really good for you. So we move people to hope. And then you see what happens is, after hope, they get to feel joy. Because in doing whatever it is that they've booked, they get to move up to joy. And so this is how we literally move people from one emotion to another. It's like a sliding scale. We just move people up from suicide to anger, from anger to hope, from hope to joy. We move people from anxious to hope or anticipation. We can move people from feeling self-pity. You know, if you're feeling self-pity or, oh, woe is me, my life's so bad, right? Where do we want to move you? Maybe we want to move you from pity. Maybe we want to move you to hope, okay? But hope and anticipation depends what it is you're going to book in. So if you're feeling self-pity for yourself because your partner's just left you and you feel you've got nothing, you've still got your job, you've still got your health, and you've got an opportunity to rebuild into something that you never had before, that right there is hope. But you need either someone else to move you from pity up to hope, or you've got to learn to do it yourself, and that's what this podcast is for. So if you're feeling pity and your partner's left you, but you've still got your job, you've still got your health, then you can move to hope. Let's say you've not got your health. Well, what's your hope going to be? Or anticipation? It can be anything, can't it? It can be buying a new juicer and juicing carrots and cucumber and all the greens in an effort to help your health, okay? Or it could be, you know, depending on how bad your health is, it could be writing your will if that's how bad it is, that actually moves you to hope and anticipation, right? You're never going to quite get to joy, you know, writing your will, but you're going to get something else, like contentedness, right? So you're still moving from pity up to contentedness, even though it's your health and, like, could be deathbed stuff, but you're moving up to that. Or it could be, I'm going to, you know, speak to mum and dad. I've not spoken to them. We had a guy, actually. No, I'm not going to mention that, because it's, I'm not going to mention it. So, move on from that. So, you can move yourself from pity to contentedness, okay? So, the guy that I was just about to talk to you about, we had a client, and we did it pro bono, because this guy, he didn't have long left to live. And he literally had a couple of months to live. And he was dying from cancer. And so I was going to talk about that, but even though he's no longer with us, I'm not going to talk about how we helped him, just because it just doesn't feel right. So, but just be aware that we moved him from some of his negative emotions, and we moved him up to contentedness, which is really powerful. And we did that using a process where it's called a forgiveness process. We did it over the phone, and he was able to forgive some people who had affected him in his life in a negative way. And he was also able to thank some people who'd affected his life in a positive way, even though those people had died a long time ago. Right? So that's a pretty powerful thing to be able to do. It's called the forgiveness process. We do it at the Breakthrough Experience, which is like 3 days here at the Villa in Spain. But that was really powerful. We actually did that over the phone on Skype for him. And that was really cool to be able to do that. So anyway, here's me getting all depressed in this session. So let's move it on. So if you are feeling any of these emotions, just be aware that these are a choice. Get your list of emotions written down like I have, and decide, what are you going to do to move you up? Are you going to move it to contentedness? Are you going to move it to anticipation? And what is it that you're going to anticipate? So, like, for example, we booked, we're flying this afternoon to England. I've got a kids' weekend. I drop them off back at school on Monday. I get on another plane. I fly to Paris. I meet my wife and my child in Paris. How romantic. We stay at the hotel at the Charles de Gaulle. And then the next day we're going to Disneyland, Paris, for a couple of days, and we're staying at the Disney Hotel. So we are constantly booking stuff in advance. When we lived in the UK, we'd go see some shows or some concerts, like Marillion or Fish or Deacon Blue, seen a couple of times, Take That, seen a couple of times. So we would book in that, or we'd go see, you know, some theatres and that sort of thing. And that was really good for us, because we're booking stuff into the future. We're booking stuff in that we can look forward to. And this is, if you're not doing this just yet, then this is exactly what you need to be doing. You've got to start booking stuff in. Because if not, what you do is you turn into, you know, you go to sleep, you wake up, you go to work, you come home, you eat, shit, sleep, work. Eat, shit, sleep, work. And every day turns into that. And that's not what we're put on the earth for. We're not put on the earth to, you know, pay bills and die, basically. So you've got to start booking this stuff in. If you've not got something to look forward to, like, it really doesn't need to be massive, expensive stuff, guys. It doesn't. You don't have to be booking Les Miserables, some random play. I have no idea what that's about, even though I've been dragged to it several times. So, but it doesn't have to be that stuff, right? It can be, you know what, Saturday in August, whatever Saturday is, I'm going to go to the beach. It's a 3-hour journey to the beach, but I'm going to go. I'm going to have some candy floss, I'm going to have some popcorn, I'm going to have a hot dog on a bit, whatever, right? Whatever it is that works for you, book that in, okay? It doesn't have to be driving 3 hours to the beach. It can be, I'm going to go to the local park, I'm going to sit on a bench for 15 minutes and just watch people. I'm going to breathe in the air, get fresh air, and just feel really relaxed. Right? That's really cool. It doesn't cost money to be able to do that, right? So start booking in this stuff that you can then start to anticipate. And if you're feeling any of these negative emotions, just realise that these are choices. You can choose to feel differently, and you can work your way up this scale, up towards these positive emotions. Obviously, booking in stuff that's going to give you hope and anticipation. It doesn't have to be 6 months in the future. It could be for tomorrow night. I'm feeling fed up. What can we do tomorrow night? Let's go temping bowling. Let's just book that in. Let's do it. Let's get a babysitter. Let's go do that. All right. I hope that's useful for you. Good session today. And we'll speak to you on the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.